I just want to end by saying, I mean, I've been told to behave myself. I'm here instead of Philip Darnton, who's the chairman of Cycling England and has done a fantastic job over the last few years promoting this. And he told me to behave myself before I came. I can't entirely behave myself because it's a very bad time for Cycling England. And we were in the provisional list to be abolished in the Daily Telegraph last week. And I must say, I just got to spend a couple of minutes batting for Cycling England. And although I'm not batting particularly for the organisation itself or the structure of the organisation, but I'm batting for the fact that Cycling England has helped create the sort of culture that I'm talking about. It's had enough money to do so. It's got hundreds of thousands of kids trained to use their bikes with a modern training course. It's shown that you can increase cycling through the cycle demonstration towns, and so on. And now it's about to be abolished for the crime of being a quango, essentially, because the government has said that it wants to keep the bikeability thing going. It wants to promote cycling. The coalition government has said that it wants to keep, it wants to promote cycling and the like. And the reason, therefore, why we're being abolished is very unclear. And so, I'm putting in a little bit of special pleading in front of the minister here, saying, that it's not too late. Hopefully, you can rescue this sort of thing and not get sort of the bad publicity that inevitably will come if this government is seen as abolishing an organisation that has done exactly the sort of thing that needs to be done, and that is a sort of win-win situation for everyone. So I'm sorry about that bit of special pleading, but it just happened that this event occurred on a day when unfortunate things are happening in the wider world. Thank you very much.